We have noise, and that's what noise is. The presence of so many discrete sounds that we cannot perceive any of them individually, and instead we hear that smear of sound instead. One last term concerning these individual sounds before we move on, and that term is note. Note. A note is a discrete sound with three properties: a singable, fundamental frequency, timbre, and duration. You see, a note is what you get when you notate a pitch. If you write a pitch down on music paper, you have to indicate to the performer how long they're going to hold that pitch for. So what a note is, it's a pitch with duration, a notated pitch. Please then, the three terms we have used in describing these discrete sounds we can sing are fundamental frequency, pitch, which is fundamental frequency with the property of timbre, and note, which is a fundamental frequency with the property of timbre that has been notated. These are our atoms, these pitches. They are our smallest sound objects, which we are now going to accumulate into longer structures called melodies. A melody is any succession of pitches. Again, this is the broadest possible definition, any succession of pitches. Therefore, by my extremely Catholic definition, the following is a melody. And I don't think I'm going to get much argument from people that that is indeed a melody, because it sounds like what we ordinarily think a melody is. But according to my definition, the following is also a melody. Now, I kind of like that because I made it. But then again, we always like the things we make, not necessarily others, but I like it. In any case, they're both melodies. They are both a succession of pitches. So please, understanding what a pitch is now, let's start talking about a vocabulary for melody. The building blocks of melody are motives. A motive or a motif, that's a rather hoity-toity way of saying it, so I'd rather just do it the old American way and say motive. A motive is a brief succession of pitches from which melody grows through the processes of repetition, sequence, and transformation. Again, a motive is a brief succession of pitches from which melody grows through the processes of repetition, sequence, and transformation. Let me explain and demonstrate at the same time. A motive, then, is a kernel of pitches, three or four pitches that will become the signature of a longer melodic idea. If pitch is the atom, then motives are the molecules, these little clumps of pitches, and melodies, the fully complete elements. But back to motive. What I want to do for you right now is demonstrate how motives accumulate into melodies, and in doing so, demonstrate to you what I mean by repetition, sequence, and transformation. First, we start with a motive, and I'm going to come up with the, most banal thing I can think of. So how about this? Three pitches. All right, now let's expose this motive to the processes of repetition, sequence, and transformation and see what we can come up with. Well, the first thing I'm going to do is transform it slightly. Why? Because I feel like it. And instead of playing all three of the pitches, I'm simply going to play the last two. All right, so now we have a five-pitch idea. The original motive, and then this transformed version. All right, where do I go from here? This is a very, very good question. When in doubt, my friends, sequence. What sequence means is I'm going to play that motive again, but at a different pitch level, higher or lower. So it won't be an exact repetition. It's going to be, in this case, higher. And that two-note transformation. And I like that idea so much, I'm going to repeat it. Time for another sequence. Let's sequence it again. Let's stop.